We got this DM from Aaron at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, which, by the way, you can always send us a message that way. There's lots of ways to get in touch with us. You can text us, send us on social media. She says, hey, guys, first of all, love your show. Love to put your podcast on while I'm at home. Anywho.
Cool. Thank you.
Got a quick question for the both of you, maybe your listeners. I've worked at the same place for a while and just got a new boss. My boss is great, but he always brings in his 9-year-old son, who is, I'll try to be nice because he's a kid, kind of a terror.
Okay.
Like his son will sit at an empty desk and do work, in quotes, like keeping track of lunchtimes and check to see if I'm on Facebook or working. You guys, he writes it all down in a little notepad, and I'm pretty sure he reports it to Dad.
What?
So now I'm paranoid that my boss's son is going to have a say in who gets this promotion that I'm up for. Ah! We don't have an HR department, so I can't say anything to them. I've tried to be super sweet to this kid, but what should I do? Tell the boss? Thanks so much. And again, call me Aaron.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So like the little, there's a little 9-year-old spy.
There
in
is
there
a spy.
Checking on everybody. So basically, your fate could hinge on a 9-year-old in his opinion on whether you're working enough or not.
Wow.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
And I wonder if... If, you know, her boss is like, here, little Jimmy, just, you know, here's a little pad and paper and let me know what they do.
I have a question, though. He's 9. Why are we not in school? Like, even if he's homeschooled, these are school hours, right?
Kelly.
That's a valid point, right? It's a valid point.
To be completely transparent.
Yeah.
I've been sitting on this one a while.
Oh, so this is summertime?
I don't know.
Oh, dang.
It's been a few weeks. So
Aaron may not even work there anymore. What the heck?
She may have
no
already.
No time is of the essence in these things.
How long have
you been sitting on this?
I said like a couple weeks.
Did you just find it in the inbox?
Maybe.
We really do need people to go through.
I'm just saying that, yes, maybe she's already gotten the promotion and everything is fine. Who knows?
Okay.
Maybe she got fired.
But
who
if
knows?
We're not there yet. And Aaron has just been hanging in the balance, waiting for us to get around to talking about her situation.
And we don't know. Okay, sorry. Let's forget that I maybe have not looked at this for several weeks. Maybe... He's homeschooled.
Yeah, but what? That was my point. Even if he is homeschooled, these are school hours. Like, you should be doing schoolwork and learning things for your 9-year-old brain than just being a hall monitor at dad's work, right?
Listen, you're getting way off the subject.
I have a valid point.
Haley says, if you're not doing anything that you really shouldn't be, then why are you worried?
I guess stay off Facebook when you know the son's watching.
Yeah, but at the same point, like Aaron works for the boss, his dad, not for the son. So I could understand how there'd be something weird where it's like, hey, are you writing something good about me, kid? Like, what are you writing? Can I see your little journal there
we,
you got?
We don't acknowledge, I feel like. We are just... Head down.
Yeah,
we're
but
doing our work.
But I don't want him to think I don't want to have to also work for the son too. That's my point.
Sure, but at some point I think I might be turning and asking, hey, why aren't you in school?
Okay, all right. Let's assume that school is not an issue right now. All right,
okay.
You are hung up on the school thing
because he's 9.
Okay,
he's 9. It'd be different if he was 2.
Okay. Well, if he's 2 and he's using a pen and paper and writing in a journal, that'd be something.
Very advanced. Very advanced, yes. So, yeah, I think, first of all, yes, or maybe we go to the boss and just say, hey, I've noticed Junior likes to hang out. And, you know, is there maybe some
a
little,
schooling?
Like, quote,
or where's his teacher?
Quote, work. I could give him to make him feel like he's busy and productive too, and just maybe see you know, what the boss says, which is kind of a low key passive aggressive way of, hey, your kid's annoying me by staring at me while I'm trying to work. And I feel like he's judging me.
He is judging. Writing stuff down. What's in your journal, kid?
Uh-huh.
What's in the journal?
Uh-huh.
Give me something. Yeah, you want a cookie?
I don't think we give cookies to the kid's son, to the boss's son. No. Mm-mm.
You want some? You want a burrito?
No.
You hungry?
No.
You ever tried wine?
Stop it. What does it matter with you? This is why, listen, this is why people don't expect much from us. First of all, you sit on messages for weeks and weeks and weeks. Second of all, you're offering a kid wine. What's the matter with you?
Okay. All right. So I don't know if you've got a suggestion or anything like that, but we're clearly hung up on just go ahead and ask the kid why he's not in school.
Yeah. I mean, just, hey, what are you learning in school? That's the way to do it. Instead of like, because it sounds accusatory if you're like, why aren't you in school? But if you say, hey, what are you learning in school nowadays? Like, what are you studying right now?
My school hasn't started yet, lady.
Oh, okay.
And then he writes something in his little binder.
And then you just go straight to the boss and say, hey, listen, we got to talk about Junior.
Okay.
He's going to have a desk. Let's give him some tasks.
Okay.
Next to me.
All right. Well, yeah, maybe it is time to maybe go to the boss and just say, hey, enjoy your kid. Hey, I don't know how to bring this up.
Why isn't the boss checking in on the kid more? It just sounds like he just brings him to school and lets him run amok and it's fine.
Yeah. And it's like, buddy is a little distracting. Maybe you just say he's a little distracting for me to get my work done.
Yes.
And then, you know, let dad do what he needs to do. So,
and hopefully he's going to understand that, hey, this is not a typical work arrangement.
All right. All right. Well, hey, good luck, Aaron. If that is your real name, and we know it's not, but
it's not.
Hopefully everything already worked out, because clearly Kelly threw me under the bus and exposed the fact that I haven't gotten to your situation.
Sorry,
in weeks.
I have natural questions.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. If you have a comment or whatever, but Aaron, I think
she's going to respond. Oh, I got another job. I don't want to anymore. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the help.
Glad we could help.
A couple legitimate answers and responses to our DM from Aaron, who's worked at the same place for a while, got a new boss who brings his kid into work, and the kid takes notes and sits at a desk, an empty desk, close to Aaron. And Aaron's all worried, hey, what's this kid doing? And is that going to, am I risking a promotion because of this kid?
Exactly.
We got a message from Catherine, said easiest one ever. He's 9 years old. Find out what his interests are and bribe him. Hot Wheels, take a car. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles like that. Here's a toy.
Yep. Kids are easy targets. Get that promotion. Hashtag no regrets.
That's right. And then Brad, the self-proclaimed love physician, says this is a very sensitive topic, needs to be handled in and with strategic planning.
Mm-hmm.
Best option would be to slowly build a romantic relationship with this new boss and insert your dominance over the kid.
What?
Let the kid know that you're his mommy now.
No.
That's the best.
No, I don't think, Brad, like the love one. Position, that fully been worked out. I'm not sure we go down that lane. I think that creates more problems.
Listen, little Billy, doing? I'm your mom now. let me see that paper that you're writing.
Oh,
shouldn't you be in school? Go
yes.
Wait out in the car.
Still, seriously, why is he in school? He needs to be in school.
All right. Anyways, good stuff there. Thank you again for the responses. And Aaron, hopefully we're not too late and you're still up for that promotion.